KJAN Sports. It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Louisiana Tech has pulled off the first shutout in the 44-game history of the Independence Bowl. Jamar Smith threw for a second-quarter touchdown and added an 8-yard scoring run with a minute 15 left to help the Bulldogs beat Miami 14-0 in Shreveport, Louisiana. Bulldogs running back Justin Henderson was selected the most outstanding offensive player after rushing for 95 yards on 22 carries. Louisiana Tech hit double-digit victories for the first time since 1984 and ran its postseason winning streak to 6. Miami of Florida completed its second losing season in 12 years. In Thursday's other bowl game, Kenny Pickett threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Taysir Mack with 47 seconds left to send Pittsburgh to a 34-30 victory over Eastern Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl. Pickett completed 27 of 39 passes for 361 yards and 3 scores, including a school-record 96-yard touchdown pass to Maurice French. French finished with 12 catches for 165 yards, most of which came on that tying score in the second quarter. Well, the 16th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes have relied on their defense all season, and tonight's Holiday Bowl against 22nd-ranked USC will be no different. The Trojans closed the regular season by winning 5 of 6 games, and Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says they have the best receiving corps that the Hawkeyes have faced all season.
They have, I think 3 or 4 targets they like to get the ball to, obviously. There's, one guy has 95, one guy has 98, the other guy has 60, so it's definitely going to be a challenge. And then the running game for them, it's, probably not as important to them as passing the game, but I think they got good skill guys at the running back, and their offensive line is pretty decent. It's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
In a 3-game winning streak to close the regular season, USC averaged 41 points and 466 yards of passing.
When you play in a bowl game, it's always going to be tough because there's a good competition that you're playing against, and then obviously the tradition that USC has and the respect that we have for their coaches and their program. So it's a great challenge for us. I hopefully that we can be competitive.
Parker says a young USC offense made some big strides down the stretch.
I think they got, I think the quarterback got more comfortable. Obviously, I think they had some injuries there that helped them. That there's some guys that were missing for them. I think they got some of their guys back, and I think they know exactly what they want to do with the ball now, and how they want to, operate in the game.
USC enters the game with a record of 8-4.
We've got a tremendous opportunity. I think we all feel it to really finish strong. The opportunity to win 6 out of the last 7 games and to finish against a top 25 opponent, 16th-ranked team in the country in Iowa.
That's USC coach Clay Helton, who says with nearly the entire team coming back, this would be a good way to start next season.
This is a great game for us to focus and prepare on, because I really feel we're going to play 6 of these type of games next year. I think we're going to play 6 top 25 opponents next year. So I love the way they've approached this week. Hopefully it carries over to game day, but I couldn't ask for anything more from a group of men these last 3 weeks.
Helton says the Iowa offense helps its defense by running the ball and using the clock.
They hold on to the ball with long drives and do a great job of being able to take all the clock off, all the play clock down, and only giving up like 64 plays a game to their opponents. So it makes you have to take care of the ball and make sure that every possession counts.
I will have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 5 o'clock is the pregame, and just after 7 o'clock is kickoff from San Diego County Credit Union Stadium in San Diego. Again, 7 o'clock tonight, 16th-ranked Iowa, number 22, Southern California. The Holiday Bowl, 1 of 5 bowl games on the list for today. The early game is the Military Bowl. That'll be held at Annapolis, Maryland, as North Carolina faces Temple. That kicks off at 11 this morning. At 2:20 this afternoon, the Pinstripe Bowl from Yankee Stadium has Michigan State facing Wake Forest. Also at 5:45 late this afternoon, the Texas Bowl has number 25 Oklahoma State facing Texas A&M in Houston. And tonight in the Cheez-It Bowl out at Chase Field in Phoenix, it's the Air Force facing Washington State. That game kicks at 9:15 Central Time tonight. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy says the Cyclones would love to send their seniors out with a win over 15th-ranked Notre Dame in Saturday's Camping World Bowl. ISU suffered a string of close losses in a 7-5 regular season.
Even though we, wanted to go to the Big 12 Championship and do all these great things, and we didn't, we still stood the ground with what we believe in and our culture and everything. And honestly, that's going to translate into next year. And, a lot of us are looking at this game as, game 1 of 2020, so You know, I think what they're doing to set us off in the right direction is great, and, you know, we love all of our seniors.
Purdy says the Cyclones view this as the start of next season.
We've had a lot of time from that Kansas State game till now to think about, you know, what sort of went wrong, what happened with the five games that we lost and whatnot, but honestly, it's been a great job and great time to reflect and understand, you know, where we flawed at, and, you know, Coach has basically broke it down on what we did wrong and stuff, and we've all, I felt like, sort of, you know, got better past couple weeks of practice and as a team in the locker room. This is like game one for 2020.
Purdy says a win would provide some momentum into the offseason.
And Coach has sort of made that clear to all of us. And so if we could start off, you know, by winning this game, and I think it'll create great momentum going into, you know, spring ball and then the offseason and everything for next year. So this is huge.
Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says the first thing that stands out about Cyclone quarterback Brock Purdy is his vision.
I think accuracy and competitiveness, you know, traits, you know, the intangible things. You know, you could have all this, you know, the arm strength in the world. If you're not accurate, doesn't do much for you. And then he's just a real competitive player.
Kelly says the Cyclones create matchup problems with their tight ends.
You know, the ability to, you know, play action pass, get those big bodies on. You know, obviously, you know, linebackers in space is difficult. We see it with Stanford. We see it with some other teams that we've played in Boston College in different seasons. So they're challenging matchups when you have those kinds of tight ends that are used effectively in their passing game.
Kelly says, like Purdy, Fighting Irish quarterback Ian Book has the ability to make something happen when a play breaks down.
Sometimes as you kind of, you know, develop as a quarterback, when you're not 6'5", you have to be able to do some of these other things. And so, you know, for him to continue to excel and succeed, even as a younger quarterback, these are some of the things that you kind of pick up as you kind of grow.
That game kicks off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning from Orlando. There's more evidence that running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire may be a long shot to play for number one LSU in the Peach Bowl playoff semifinal against number four Oklahoma. Edwards-Helaire has missed practice this week with a hamstring injury. He didn't join his teammates at Thursday's Media Day event and was not seen in the portion of the session that was open to reporters. Coach Ed Orgeron says the junior was receiving treatment. Orgeron hasn't given up hope that Edwards-Helaire could be cleared to play. Washington quarterback Jacob Eason is skipping his final year of college to enter the NFL draft. Eason started 13 games for Washington last season after beginning his college career at Georgia and transferring following his sophomore season. He threw for 3,132 yards and 23 touchdowns for the Huskies this year. Michigan defensive end Quiddy Pay has decided to return for his senior season. Pay led the Wolverines with 12.5 tackles for losses and was second on the team with 6.5 sacks during the regular season. And in NFL news, the Chiefs head into their regular season finale against the Chargers, knowing that a win coupled with the Dolphins' upset of the Patriots would give them the number two seed in the AFC in a first-round bye. Kansas City long ago wrapped up the AFC West for the fourth straight year. The Chargers have struggled through a season marked by injuries and inconsistency and could be playing in their final game with Philip Rivers. Their longtime quarterback's contract expires after this season, and the franchise could move on from him as it moves into a new stadium in Los Angeles. We'll have that game for you Sunday here on the radio. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.